Actually, the latest news that I've got is that the situation has not improved because of the pullout of the Movement for Democratic Change. In actual fact, the situation has escalated. I tried to ring Sekai Holland, who's actually quite a known activist and senator in Zimbabwe, who used to live here in Australia, and I couldn't speak to her because of the current atmosphere of fear that is actually pervading Zimbabwe.
You mean she couldn't speak to you, or you weren't able to get through to her? What happened?
She couldn't speak to me because when the call went through, I think she was in a place where it was not appropriate for her to speak to me.
So you think she may have been with people who were perhaps threatening her?
Yes.
What's been the reaction of Zimbabweans in Australia to Morgan Tsvangirai's decision to pull out of the election?
It is actually something that we Zimbabweans here have been trying to urge the MDC back home to do, because this election was going to be totally meaningless to the people in Zimbabwe. It was a predetermined election with a predetermined outcome. So the people here have taken this actually with a positive attitude, and we are really encouraged.
Because you think that this is going to force the hand of the international community?
Yes, it will. It not only that, it will force. Or it's not just our thinking. This has actually started this cascade of international efforts, starting with the United Nations Security Council and the Southern African region itself. You actually have a meeting that is possibly going on today or on Monday of Southern African leaders to look at the Zimbabwean situation. So this has actually been a major spur in the right direction.
The feeling seems to be, though, that the South African president really isn't going to push too hard because he doesn't like the rest of the world being involved in African affairs.
What should actually be known now and be made clear maybe to your listeners is that the role of the South African president is actually fading as other proactive players in the region come into play. The South African president for the African National Congress, which is the ruling party in South Africa, has actually come out strongly more than the president of South Africa. So you are seeing a situation where there are other mediators and other players who are now coming out openly and taking a robust stance rather than the South African president. So,
can you name any of those other more robust players?
I think there is most likely to be an expansion of the SADC mediating team, and I think with the current credentials that Kofi Annan has and his successes in mediating in the Kenyan crisis, I think he might be roped in to come and assist with the Zimbabwean crisis.
Do you hope that whatever happens in Zimbabwe can be solved with minimal violence?
That is the hope that everyone has got, but it is not a guarantee, because you should actually bear it in mind that it is not only the ZANU-PF that has got the ability to intimidate and prosecute wars. Zimbabweans also might come to a point where they actually get to the end of their tether with the Mugabe regime.
What would you like the Australian government to do at this stage?
What would like to the Australian government to do is to continue to urge and network with Southern African leaders, to urge them to maintain that robust attitude that is coming from other countries like Zambia, Botswana, to continue to talk to those countries so that the situation, there's no let up with, and there's no let up on in the pressure that the Southern African leaders, some of them, are now maintaining on Zimbabwe.